This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Congress reversed President Obama's last-minute rule that for 4 months now changed nearly 50 years' worth of precedent and removed state powers given them in 1970 by Congress. Thursday, President Trump signed the bill restoring state prerogative in funding those groups doing the best local work. While states may still choose to fund Planned Parenthood, they are no longer bound by the previous president to do so. However, that is not stopping Planned Parenthood from trying to make President Trump the bad guy. Meanwhile, pro-life observers say Congress is nearing yet another shot at revamping health care and defunding Planned Parenthood. Both GOP sides of last month's failed attempt, and even White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer, are becoming more optimistic about the future of health care legislation. In the interim, legislators are discovering the strength of the pro-life community. Pro-life advocates can easily take credit for President Trump's election and now are compelling legislators in their drive for new health care. This is Life News Radio.
Slavery was wrong for something more than some notion that we don't like slavery anymore. It was wrong because property rights, which slave owners tried to claim, could not compare with the rights lost by those persons called slaves. Legalized abortion holds a similar rights conflict. Be courageous. Know the life issue. Understand the inherent conflicts in abortion.
Washington State University is the most recent campus to see pro-life displays destroyed. Seeing an opportunity, pro-life advocates are now grateful that these pro-abortion actions are helping to drive awareness of the abortion issue. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.